It's tax season here in Iowa, February, March, April, and I want to connect what I'm feeling inside about taxes with this story about Zen Master Tozan saying to his monks to go to the place where there's no weeds. And of course, the weeds are the weeds of our mind, the delusions of our mind, the things that block ourselves from seeing our Buddha wisdom, our wisdom and compassion. So tax season for me brings great anxiety. I find it oftentimes not pleasant to work with numbers, and the flow of money has always just baffled me. But this too, you know, if I want to try to escape this, there's nobody that's exempt from taxes totally. Even if you're a tax-exempt organization, churches are tax-exempt. But as individuals, we have to pay our taxes. And there's a huge temptation, I think, on my part, and I'm guessing probably most of our parts, to make this separation between how we handle our money and our spiritual life. We think the spiritual life is something totally different from the mundane things of just simply owing, returning to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, giving the money to the government that is, whether regardless of what we think of what we do, what our government does with our money, we in order for us to live here, that's part of what we need to do. And there's a real resistance on us to seeing that exchange of money as itself a spiritual practice. For me, it means looking on my computer and being able to separate out the different functions I've done over the past year, to pull out the money that I've used for different things, that I've spent on certain items or spent on certain people, and also to check out the money that has come into me, come in through my hands, and that a certain percentage of that I owe back to the government. And for me, it's part of my own spiritual practice. There's no place that I can go where I'm not beholden to the nation that I'm in some form. Even if I'm a guest or a visitor, I owe something. There's an exchange that's taking place. And we can choose to see that exchange as part of our spiritual practice of letting go, of allowing the flow of currency to move through us so it doesn't get blocked. Poverty is the result not of too little money, but of blocked energy, of blocking the current, the movement of energy in the form of currency. And poverty dissipates when people as a whole practice letting go of that currency, even if they don't feel right about it. But it's important that we align our body, mind with the letting go of currency when we need to, and also the receiving of currency. We need to be able to do both, receive and to give.